Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or our shows on the road, like next week's show in Dayton, Ohio. You can also download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sunshine in Astoria, New York.
Sunshine?
Yes.
Sunshine in Astoria?
Mm-hmm.
That's great to hear. Is that your real name, Sunshine?
It is. I was my parents' first child, so I was the sunshine of their lives.
Oh, that's incredibly sweet. Wow.
But they weren't hippies or anything.
Oh, no, I was about to say. Not fans of hair, as we like to say in that hair. Well, welcome to the show, Sunshine.
Thank you.
I'm smiling when I say your name. I bet that's an effect you have on a lot of people you know.
Oh, I'm glad I can help in some little way.
Bring some warmth into our day.
Yeah.
All right, Sunshine. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of them, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
The judge and the court knows no hurry, so I'll keep my friends posted. Don't worry. His honor looks bitter. He knows I'm on Twitter. I'm online while I'm on the...
jury.
Right. Call it the curse of the iPhone. Juries, as you know, strictly instructed to only consider facts presented to them in court. But recently, cases have been threatened and in some cases thrown out because jury members have been Googling and Twittering during deliberations, sending updates like, and this is real from a recent trial, so Jonathan, what did you do today? Oh, nothing really. I just gave away $12 million of someone else's money, unquote. One judge who discovered a juror Googling was just going to throw that Googler off the jury. But then he questioned the other jurors. 8 of the 12 had been Googling the facts of the case. They'd been checking out the scene of the crime on Google Maps. They'd been Googling the defendant. They sent him IMs to the defendant. They said, if I were you, don't make plans for the next 7 to 10. And the case was thrown out. Very good. Here's your next limerick.
Oh, humans, you think you are so hot. And your models, they just walk with no thought. I think we machines will make great beauty queens. Let your fashion be worn by this...
robot?
Yes! Robot. So those of you who watched that sexy housekeeper robot, Rosie, on the Jetsons, and said to yourselves, oh God, when? Your time has come. Japan has introduced HRP-4C, the first fashion model robot. This robot supermodel was created by the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science. It has shoulder-length brown hair. It's able to walk, talk, and navigate a runway like a pro. Plus, she only eats slightly more than a human supermodel. As a sign of the prototype's success, right after the demonstration, the robot moved to Milan, started dating a rock star, and was photographed by a British tabloid snorting size C batteries. It's so hard to program that insouciant bored look.
Right.
Here is your last limerick.
When the sun's out, we hippos don't fret. We know we're as tan as we'll get. You see, hippo glands meet all UV demands. So you humans should wear hippo...
sweat?
Right! Wipe off that stripe of zinc oxide in your nose. It's no longer necessary. The best sun protection we now know comes from hippo sweat. Scientists in California have discovered that hippos produce a red glandular secretion that scatters light and protects the wearer, the hippo in most cases, so far, from UV rays. Scientists say that this stuff might become commercially viable as a human sunscreen, quote, just so long as the stuff doesn't smell like hippo. But so far, the biggest obstacle has been figuring out a way to get hippos to sweat in industrially useful amounts. They've tried old Jane Fonda workout videos, Taibo for hippos, and just showing them their 401k statements. Carl, how did Sunshine do in our quiz?
Sunshine was bright today, Peter. She had three correct answers, so
well
she
done.
Wins our prize.
That's great. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.